You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha, and I'm here with my co-host Liz, and we are on the show Spinning Plates. So this week, Liz came up with the idea for our theme, if you want to introduce it.
Yeah, so this is the second show that I've done with Sasha, except this is the first show that's actually going to be recorded. but yeah, my idea for the show was to do songs that remind us of our childhood, so not only songs that we listened to when we were kids, but also a couple songs in there that just remind you, like that put you back in that place of feeling like you're a kid, bringing back the nostalgia. Yeah.
I thought that was an awesome idea. So these first two songs are from when I was young. The first one is Sherry by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I apparently really loved this album, and it was very close to me. I would like dance around the living room to them, and I'm sure my dad probably did not like it very much because he's not a big fan of Frankie Valli, but I guess my aunt is who introduced it to me, which is pretty cool. So first is Sherry, and then after that is a song called You Mama You, which is by Jude, and it's off of a playlist that my dad made, and I listened to, I think there were like seven of them that he made in the car, and it's, I remember it really distinctly because he sings so fast and it's very interesting. So first, here is Sherry. Okay, we're having some difficulty with getting it to work. So, Liz, why don't you talk about something while I figure this out?
Okay, yeah, actually, I wrote a little bit of a description for all of the songs that I chose, because obviously, unlike some other show themes, this one is pretty personal, so I felt like a little story behind each of the songs would be useful to like helping understand why I chose the songs. And so I realized, in making it, I chose seven songs. I chose four that I actually listened to in my childhood, and then I chose another three that remind me of my childhood. And even and so of the seven, six of them remind me of being in my family's old minivan driving to Long Island to my grandparents' house. I thought that was just interesting. I guess that's when I listened to music the most when I was a kid, with my mom and my sisters on the way to either the mall or to Long Island. So so even the three that just remind me of my childhood, those songs, no, of the two that remind me of my childhood, those songs put me in the back of my family's minivan. And then the other song, it reminds me of actually being in Long Island. So I guess a lot of my childhood is just being in the car.
All right. I think I got it to work. So here is Sherry. No?
No Sherry.
No Sherry. I really... Okay, we're going to put on Robo DJ and figure this out. In my mind when she
are you mine? She's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space. In my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here is where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all I wanna hear her say is, are you mine? Well, are you mine? Are you mine? Are you mine?
All right. We figured it out. Here's Sherry. I don't know what happened. Here's Sherry.
Mystic horse, but the holy horse on the Mickey D's American flag, and it's unfurled. it was you, mama, you, it was you. All along, it was you. I ran away from, I was wrong. And if I could have changed my life, I swear to God, I'd cut out with a knife, with a glue stick, I'd rip plat in a song. Man loves woman sometimes. Mother loves child. Sometimes I call my little mama so I can feel at home for a while. So I can feel at home.
Oops.
Oops all around. This show is a mess right now. Anyway,
it's okay.
Those are my two songs, as I introduced, in case you forgot. That's okay. We're moving on now.
Okay.
Now we're to Alyssa's songs.
So these next two songs are the oldest to me, although they're not even the oldest that I've chosen. So the first song is Everybody Eats When They Come to My House by John Lithgow. Actually,
just
I don't know if...
taste of?
I don't know if... What did you say?
So I wish you just got a little taste
of. You actually just got a little taste of what everybody eats. It's off of his album Singing in the Bathtub from 1999, and it's something that my mom would play for me and my sisters every single time we would go on a long car ride, which is like anything over 15 minutes, because every car ride when you're a kid feels like forever. And it's the first song on the album, so we would listen to it every single time the album was on. And so it holds a special place in my heart. And then the next song is Umbrella Beach by Owl City, which it is a song that was probably my favorite for like 3 years when I was younger. It's from 2008 or 2009. And that's a really long time to have a favorite song when you're a kid, because your tastes keep changing. And when you listen to it, you'll be like, Liz, what are you? Why was this your favorite song? It is kind of crazy, but I guess that makes sense for me. So we could play them now.
All right, here we go. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Turn off the telly, Nelly. Come to the table, Mabel. Now sit up straight, Kate. It's time to eat, Pete. Have a banana. Try the salami, Tommy. Get with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato, Plato. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills you. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake mandrake. Sample a taco paco. Have an hors d'oeuvre irby. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah! Davy! Tommy! Dora! Mandrake! Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula Cholula. Oh, do have a bagel, Fagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Molly. You get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Nicky. Everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Now don't make me nag ya, mad ya. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? Eat all my things if they gag ya. Have a frittata lata. Nibble a kibble, sibble. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, busta, share, chops, thump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Come to my house.
that was Umbrella Beach by Owl City.
One of the best songs
oh
ever. I'm unapologetic. Sasha's sitting here like,
what?
Why did you choose that one?
No, it was great. I loved it. Okay, so next, I have a song off of KT Tunstall's Eye to the Telescope. It's called Under the Weather. It's a really nice song from that album. It definitely wasn't like one of my favorite songs that would stick out to me or anything when I used to listen to this album when I was little, but it's a really good one off of the album, and it was one that I think was underrated by me at the time when I was listening to this. But KT Tunstall was the first concert that I went to ever when I was like 6, and I got a shirt there, and it was a women's small. It still fits today, sort of. I still have it, and I wear it, but when I was little...
Weird brag.
It had a hole in the back, like a big hole on purpose in the back. And I couldn't wear it to school as a 6-year-old. So my mom would like pin the hole so I could wear it to school.
That's adorable.
Now I don't have to do that. But Under the Weather is next. And then after that is a killer song called All These Things That I've Done, which I used to listen to all the time. And my family and I used to sing this on karaoke in the living room every time we did karaoke. And it was my sister's favorite song to sing. So here's KT Tunstall.
Feels like
So that was The Killers with All These Things That I've Done. And up next are two of Liz's songs.
Yeah. So next I have Heart of Gold by Neil Young, which is not a song that I don't think I ever heard it during my childhood, but it brings back the nostalgic feeling. And it makes me feel like I'm listening to the song that's coming after, which is That's What's Wrong by Good Old War, which is a song that my mom and my sisters and I, it's from an album that we would listen to on long car rides, and we would all sing along, and we would all, not all of us, but like my mom and I specifically would do the harmonies. You can argue with me if that's not true, Lauren and Jen. But I don't know, both of those songs bring back that same feeling, and so I decided they needed to be on this show. So enjoy them.
Thank you.
Hello again. So that was That's What's Wrong by Good Old War. And honestly, it feels so strange to be listening to it and not be sitting in the backseat of my family's old gold Dodge minivan. It feels wrong to listen to it without my family. But I just also wanted to mention that the song before, Heart of Gold, I just love it so much, and it gives me that feeling. And I bought a harmonica specifically to learn the harmonica part in Heart of Gold. So every once in a while when I'm bored, I'll just pull that out and play the harmonica parts.
Yeah, and she lives right across from me, so I always hear it, and it is lovely.
Sounds good. It does sound very good.
So up next, I have Take Me, I'm Yours by Squeeze off of their singles album. I'm not usually one to listen to like hits albums or singles albums, but my parents used to play this album for me a lot when I was younger. And so whenever I hear this song, I immediately think of that album. And it has a very distinct sound that's very interesting and fun. And I rediscovered this album when I was waiting at the bus station in Easton for like 2.5 hours because I missed the early bus.
Oh, no.
My freshman year. And I was like, oh yeah, this album exists and it's so good. So that's why this one's on there. And the next one after that is When I Was a Young Girl by Feist. It was also on the playlist that my dad like played for me when I was younger all the time. And I really love this song. It's really simple. It's really cool sounding. It's kind of, I don't know, like creepy a little bit, but I covered it. When I was in like eighth grade, I went through this phase of covering a whole bunch of songs, and I did it using not like the cup song exactly, but I used a cup, like the cup song as the percussion, and it worked pretty well. So here's Take Me, I'm Yours.
house. My body is outdated, and hell is my doom. Come, mama, come, papa, and sit you down by me. Come, sit you down by me.
So that was when I was a young girl. My dad texted me, "You covered it when you were a young girl." That is true. This was before I was in a band. Now I'm in a really cool band and it's really fun. But I was going to play a song on the radio that I wasn't sure if I should play on the radio because it says ass a lot. And I thought that's a lot of times to say that on the radio. So.
You are allowed to say that.
Yeah, except but how many times?
I feel like maybe it becomes an issue when it's said so much.
Yeah, exactly. So the story is that I used to dance around the living room to this song with my dad. Actually, it was around the kitchen in circles around the island in the kitchen. And I would sing it. And my mom would get so mad because it says ass in it. And I thought it just said like dad ass. And it just didn't. Yeah, it didn't go over well with my mom. But I loved that song. And it went over well with me. So it's fine. But I think we're going to play two or three more songs. We lost some time at the beginning, so I'll let Liz introduce.
I'm just gonna do one song and then Sasha can do her next one and then we'll end with one of mine. But so the next song is Dark Blue by Jack's Mannequin. I'm pretty sure this is one of my mom's favorite songs, and I can say that because she isn't here, so she can't tell me if that's not true. But I'm pretty sure she still listens to it, or at least she still has an affinity for it, but we all do. It's from, I think, like 2005, and then Jack's Mannequin remastered it in 2015. But it's really old, but it puts me back in the car once again. I know I've said that a million times, but that's where I listen to it, so here it is.
And then after that, we'll go to Modern Love by David Bowie, which was, again, on that playlist, and I just really like that song. It's such a bop. So here's Dark Blue.
I have
You just heard Modern Love by David Bowie. We have one more song for you before we close out. In case you forgot, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Spinning Plates. Liz, take us out.
Sure. So this song, I knew I wanted to put it last in this show because it's not a song from my childhood. It's actually from 2011. It's called Sleep Forever by Portugal the Man. And it makes me think about my childhood, obviously. Well, not obviously, but because the song is about being at the end of your life and remembering the parts of your childhood, remembering where your family came from, like the paths that your mom and your dad took. So it makes me think about my childhood, and it also makes you think about your death. So it's a nice way to end the show.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
yeah, so this has been our show on childhood nostalgia. You can tune in next Monday at 6 p.m. and we will be back again with a new theme. That's super fun. Thanks so much for listening. Here's Sleep Forever.
Thank you.
Just like a mother, to go out on a road. Mm-hmm.